One person was seriously injured in a fire at a Canton apartment building. Firefighters responded to the 400 block of 11th Street Northwest Sunday morning just before 7:30. The injured man jumped from a third-floor window. He was taken to Mercy Hospital. The repository reports two other people rescued from the third floor were treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. Another person rescued was not hurt. The fire department says sections of the roof collapsed, leaving the building uninhabitable. A nearby building was evacuated. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. No damage estimate was released. Suspect in a Perry Township murder is in the Stark County Jail. 43-year-old Myron Johnson was booked Thursday on two counts of murder and counts of felonious assault and weapons under disability. 57-year-old David Ward was found shot to death in the bedroom of his Lincoln Way East apartment in July 2024. Police did not say what led them to Johnson as a suspect. Charges were filed in December. At the time, Johnson was in a state prison for violating parole in a 2021 conviction in Cuyahoga County. Man accused of setting fires in two Canton neighborhoods is behind bars. 51-year-old Brad Williams of Canton Township was arrested Friday. He was taken to the Stark County Jail on an arson charge. Williams allegedly started a fire in the basement of a home in the 800 block of Highland Road Northeast March 14th and again 6 days later. He's also accused of triggering a blaze in front of a home in the 500 block of 15th Street Northeast Thursday. Williams was arraigned in Canton Municipal Court. He's being held on $50,000 bond. Portion of 15th Street Northwest in Canton closed due to a sinkhole. The road is off limits between Woodland and Cleveland Avenues. The cause of the sinkhole is unknown. The city says in a statement, the engineering department will work alongside other public works departments to determine the root cause and begin repairs. The outgoing president and CEO of the Hall of Fame Village has a new job. Michael Crawford has been appointed CEO of Bailey Lodges, an Australian-based luxury hotel chain. He'll succeed Michael Moret Lally, who is stepping down as Bailey Lodges executive chairman to focus on the company's global merger and acquisition development. Crawford's first day on the job will be May 19th, one day after he steps down at the Hall of Fame Village, which he has led since 2018. 5 years in prison, the sentence issued to a Suffield Township woman for her role in the sexual assault of a girl. 43-year-old Amanda Hutchison was sentenced Friday by Portage County Judge Becky Doherty. She pleaded guilty in February to a reduced count of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, permitting sexual abuse and endangering children. Hutchison was also sentenced to 3 years probation. Her husband, Craig, was sentenced in February to life in prison. He pleaded guilty to rape charges. Craig Hutchison assaulted the girl between 2017 when she was 10 and July 2024. Youngstown police investigating a Friday morning stabbing on the city's south side. Officers responded to an address on Samuel Avenue shortly after midnight. The stabbing reportedly occurred nearby at a gas station on South Avenue. A man was taken to a hospital. His name and condition were not available. Highway Patrol says a single vehicle accident caused delays on I-76 in Mahoning County Friday morning. A westbound car overturned in Milton Township around 10:30. Some westbound lanes were temporarily closed near the Route 534 Lake Milton interchange. The driver was taken to a Youngstown hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Highway Patrol investigating a two-vehicle crash near Warren that put a man in the hospital. It happened around 8:20 Thursday night in Champion Township. 37-year-old Jonathan Hickman of Southington was riding a motorcycle westbound on Route 422 while a car driven by a 23-year-old man was stopped at a stop sign at Anderson Anthony Road. The vehicle failed to yield and was struck by Hickman's bike. He suffered serious injuries. Patrol says Hickman was not wearing a helmet. Health departments in two counties will receive grants to lessen the spread of viruses caused by mosquitoes. Mahoning County Public Health received $23,306, while the Trumbull County Combined Health District received $22,500. Money supports control efforts, including surveillance, larval control, and removal of breeding sites like illegal scrap tire piles. The EPA will provide $650,000 for similar projects statewide this year. The viruses include West Nile, La Crosse encephalitis, and Eastern equine encephalitis. Northeast Ohio firefighter was laid to rest Sunday. Lieutenant Paul Mikulik was killed April 18th when he was hit by a car. The 43-year-old responded to a report of a pickup truck stuck in a ditch along Stratton Road in Congress Township, Wayne County. While at the scene, a car driven by a 64-year-old West Salem man went off the roadway and hit the pickup, Mikulik, and the truck's driver. Mikulik died at a hospital. The Highway Patrol is investigating the crash.